Remember the 1st of November. What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Greg Way for November 1st, 2022. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, watching Ben's baby monitor. Right now, Ben's grandmother on Jen's side is putting him down. If grandma steps in front of the camera and stands there, that means she needs help putting him down. It's her final night in town. I'm going to use this as a little stand so I can see it. If you're an audio listener, I held up a ghost trap. It's November 1st. That means, hey, thanks for sticking around on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Or maybe it's December 1st and you're getting it all at the $10 level. But either way, I know a lot of people were waiting to upgrade their pledges on Patreon until they had a full month of benefits. So if you're here in November right now watching this, thank you for the support. We love and we appreciate you. We couldn't do it without you. You know you make the mic stay on and the lights work and all the shit that I say all the time. Halloween's over. That fucking sucks. But what a fun day that was yesterday, right? You know what I'd like to pull up? Here's what I'll tell you. I had an idea when I always have an idea of what I want to say on camera, right? And I had it for, I was going to talk about one of the employees today, but I'll save it. Because I just remember, and I was like, wait, I thought I wanted to do something else. Didn't I have another plan for this? And I did. And now that I said the Halloween stuff, it queued up this Reddit post from the one, the only, Battling Bowman, who I don't actually know, but you know, I say one the only all the time because I hope there's not many Battling Bowmans, who wrote this: growing up alongside the guys, seeing Greg's latest Instagram post with his son hit me in the feels. I remember listening to a podcast years ago where he couldn't see himself having kids at all. I have a son myself, and it's nice to grow up alongside Greg. He's influenced my life for years and helped me through some dark times in my life. I'm not really sure in the point of this post. I just seen the latest picture of him and his son as Ghostbusters, and it brought a big smile to my face. I'm opening my phone right now in case you're not, if you're a video viewer, if you're an audio listener, you're SOL, but go to my Instagram. I'm going to put it into Do Not Disturb too in case somebody starts texting the whole, you fucked everything up. You can see me and Benny Man right there hanging out on in our Ghostbuster outfits. This was a last second decision here. See me, Jen, and Benny Man there in our Ghostbuster outfits from Halloween yesterday. We had just a lovely time trick-or-treating in the neighborhood. Ben trick-or-treated for the first time, grabbed a Butterfinger out of the bucket, and then immediately tried to put the Butterfinger in my mouth. But then we let him have some of it, and then he got really sugar high in the car and bounced around and had a great time. But it was nice, obviously, to do that and share that, right? Because everybody knows Halloween's my favorite holiday. Where are you going? Why are you interrupting the Greg Way? What are you doing? You doing work? Oh, you're going to go show? Yeah, yeah. Jen's old studio closed down. I tell you what, I always said they couldn't make it 6 years without her, and look at them now. I embrace her group. I was going to say detest. I'm very tired. This is the other thing, too. I love being a dad. I love having Ben, but I'll tell you what, I have not caught up on sleep since the 24-hour marathon. And yeah, I slept at the thing, but you know, it's not the same amount of sleep. And holy shit, am I still running at a deficit as I try to play God of War for a review on Thursday, 9 a.m. live. Halloween. You know, it's my favorite holiday, and I have been obviously incredibly stoked at the idea of, hey, you have a son, you have a kid. Well, you know, originally we were just having a kid. We didn't know what you're having. Then you find out you're having a son, and it doesn't matter if it was a boy or girl, I guess, or whatever, you know, Ben wants to be when he understands gender. What I'm driving at here is that I was like, oh, yeah, Halloween will be fun in 5-6 years to have the kid, right? Like, I already love Halloween. Halloween's always fun, but it's going to change as we have a baby, and you don't know what to do with him, and I probably can't do as much with him. Last year, of course, we went trick-or-treating. You probably saw me and Jen and my mom as Ghostbusters. Porty is a Ghostbuster. Rest in peace. And then Ben is a little Stay Puft Marshmallow Man that we carried around. And he slept through the whole thing and didn't know what was going on. This year, so into it. You know what I mean? First off, I can't believe he fit in the Ghostbusters uniform because that's I think for a 2-year-old, it's like 2 and up or whatever. Maybe it's 2 toddler, but I think it was 2 and up. I looked around like I was going to have the garbage still for it. Doesn't matter. Put him in that. He looked great. Then he had a fun. And it was nice to see, you know, him be into it. Like, he was cognizant of everything that was happening. He rolled around, had a great time. Obviously, like, the candy, that's a nice aspect of it. But, you know, have people over there shouting at the normal stuff. I'll tell you right now, if you ladies and gentlemen have never dressed as a Ghostbuster for Halloween, you're missing out. Ghostbusters are a huge hit. Obviously, I dress as a Ghostbuster every chance I have. But on Halloween especially, you walk through and everybody loves saying, hey, Ghostbusters, who are you going to call? They play the song, they do the thing, they sing the song. Everybody's got something to say to a Ghostbuster. And so if you can have a team of Ghostbusters, excellent. If you can have a baby as a Ghostbuster, double excellent. If you have all the props, if you want to have the, you know, highfalutin proton pack and stuff like that, you're going to blow people away. But I've seen the low-rent Ghostbusters too, people who are in like the paint smocks and like, you know, the things, they made their own badges and they made their own thing and they're just using cardboard and for proton packs and traps. People fucking flip out for them too because everybody loves a Ghostbuster. Go as a Ghostbuster. what I'm driving at is that yesterday was truly special because it's the first, I guess it's the first real holiday I've shared with Ben. And I guess it's not even that. I should just erase that. It's my favorite holiday, and it was the first time I got to share it with Ben. Last year, he got dragged along as an accessory. You know what I mean? He was what? I did this math the other day, too. It's 8, 31, 8, so it'd be 23. He was 23 days old when he went to Halloween last year. And so he didn't get much out of it. And this year, you know, to be into it, be have him in the wagon, have him, you know, excited to be, not be mad at losing his costume, you know, to do the thing where I hold his fingers and he walks on the ground because he can walk. I guarantee you he could walk right now, but he's still in that baby phase where he doesn't think he can walk, so he doesn't walk. So it's like, you got to do that. Yesterday, I got to share my favorite holiday with my favorite kid. And that's pretty impressive. That's pretty amazing. I don't mean my favorite kid, like I have other kids. I mean, like, you know, my favorite kid on the planet. I'm not talking shit about your kid. Your kid's probably great too, but you don't know what I mean. Your kid's your favorite kid. Unless you got two, then you got to make a Sophie's choice. One of them, definitely not the coolest. One of them, not the best. One of them didn't sleep through the night. One of them's being a problem at school, biting kids. I digress. It was super special yesterday. And to get to walk through the neighborhood, have that, you know, the first time, and maybe last time, you know, as soon as Ben has a preference for what he wants to be for Halloween, I won't stand in his way. I'd appreciate him being a Ghostbuster his entire life, the entire way through. Every Halloween, be a Ghostbuster with me. But I understand that that'd be me forcing it on him, and I don't care. So if next year he wants to be a superhero, or he wants to be Bluey or whatever, I'll be down. He wants me to be Bluey, you know, I'd be dad, obviously. But I'd be down to do that, too. You watch Bluey? I'll tell you what, Gary Whitta wouldn't shut up about Bluey. You know what I mean? And I was like, shut up, Gary. Nobody cares about kids' cartoons. And then we had a kid, and we started watching. We needed something to watch. We put Bluey on. That's a goddamn good show. Don't tell Gary I said it, though. And if you do say anything about Bluey, tell everybody that I said, Greg was right about Bluey. And then you should say, Gary Whitta, you should probably watch this. And then Gary will get real mad because he'll be like, I said it first, mate. And he'd be like, Greg did it. This is a rambling Greg way. So if this is your first one, they're not always like this. Well, they're probably always like this, actually. But this is what you sign up for here on Patreon. You want to hang out with me and just hear what's going on. And that's what's going on. And now I'm going to go back to reviewing a video game you know about called God of War. And I'll see you on Thursday for the review live at 9 a.m. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.